is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. I'm calling the net for Patrick tonight. He's a little under the weather. He texted me earlier to see if I would call the net for him while he's recuperating. So that's the reason I'm on here tonight. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rat shoot portion. We have quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over to our Echo Link stations. Like to say good evening to K3JOY. She did not use pre-net check-ins. That's my pretty little bride. She's in the other room talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. And then, of course, I have Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX. He's up in Penrose. And now, at the start of our pre-net check-ins, I have K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's in Simpsonville. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's over in Inman. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark and his sweet bride. KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, they're down in Simpsonville. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's up there in Dacusville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well this evening. That takes care of all of those. So now we'll go over to our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KQ4. AZ, Kilo, Quebec 4, Alpha Zulu, Kevin in 96, I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net, 73 is all.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KQ4AZ. That's Mr. Kevin coming from us from 96 tonight. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well. We'll go up to the alphabet now, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shoals and she'll also be negative and negative.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honey of Pife, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI 4, DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for picking up the net tonight. Thomas Joy said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4, DJW, Dave, and Greer, negative and negative.
Control, please check in KR 4, ACR, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. That's Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
K4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4DMW. And that's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. And Rick brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Michelle's down in Ware Shoals. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Rick. Please tell Miss Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got Mr. John, KF4CKT. He's down there in Halifax. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. Hope you are doing well. And W4DJ Dave, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KR4ACR, that's Mr. Terry over in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. And again, hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Let's check in Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you, Gary, and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, no monitoring.
For DOS, W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylors, negative and negative, over.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, BW. That's Mr. Ed. He's up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations at Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. So it's 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4, KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight, Gary. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KI4KCX, that's Mr. Jerry. He's down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Hadn't heard you in a good long while. Glad to hear you back on the air again there, young man. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Thank you for calling the net for us one more time. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say for JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Larry, you sound a little better tonight there, young man. I hope you continue to improve. Let's see here. Let's move up to the next alphabetical group now, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Lonely group, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Again, N4JRB. This is Jim out of Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4JRB, Mr. Jim over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Well there, young man. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey Gary, I get to check in with you earlier this week. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself all the net. No traffic, negative. And Gary, do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
Like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Y'all have a good evening. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Joy, please check in Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor Dale in the metropolis of Ellenborough. And I'll stick around for a comment tonight.
4DOS and KO4, Tango Romeo Juliet. A bill over Chaplin, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Tom, I really enjoyed that last email you sent. Oh, man, I tell you what, that flying sled is a marvelous piece of machinery. I really enjoyed that. Just thought I'd let you know. But you and Miss Bernice have a good evening and hope y'all are doing well. And then we got JK4SMV. That's my buddy Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we got KK4TRW, Mr. Bill, over there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS.
Then the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And Kilo Quebec 4. Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. Anthony, I'll be in Townville, Anderson County. Negative, negative. Everyone have a good evening.
DOS. K4UBD. Kilo 4. Rest. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
You're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KQ4ZLE. That's Mr. Anthony down there in Townville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anthony. Hope you are doing well. And K4UBD. Yes, Miss Jan. She's up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Jan. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary and everybody, please check in KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KQ4YOO. Mr. Clint down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. KL4QLG, this is Chris Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
KL4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KL4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. Chris, you must have been doing a lot of talking today. You sound a little hoarse. I hope you get feeling better and look forward to getting in touch with you later in the week. But do appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Because normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net, then we'll go stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Didn't have but one listed for comments tonight. And that's Mr. Dale, KK4SMV, up there in Ellenboro. Dale, you got a clean, shiny, dry stump down this way, young man. What have you and Miss Susan been up to?
Thank you very much, Gary. This is KK4SMV. Well, we've kind of had a quiet weekend for the most part. We went out for dinner last night, and on our way in, ran up on a woods fire here not too far from the house. I sat up last night listening to it on the scanner till they got it under control and then went to bed. And then today we went to church and went to a funeral. So it's not been a very, very big weekend for us. Kind of quiet and relaxed. And Susan's in there in the kitchen making sourdough bread, so she'll bake it tomorrow. So we've been kind of keeping things on the low side. Did get out and work on a generator a little bit this weekend. Had one that the windings went out in the generator part. So I'm trying to get a little bit educated on these things where I can work on one if it goes out and we put new fields in that generator, and hopefully when I get my brushes in for it, I'll slap them in and have that thing back up going good again.
I tell you, the brush fires up in your area. Well, they're all over the area. Had one down here on Six Mile Mountain, which is not too terribly far from the house. But I was over visiting a friend over at Liberty, which is real, closer to Six Mile than I am, and we could see the smoke coming off of it from his place. And then that was yesterday, and. I hadn't done a whole lot today. Peddled around a little bit over here with this, that, and the other. But Miss Susan in there baking sourdough bread. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I'm not at your house, Dale. I'd be big as the size of a barn eating all that sourdough bread because that's really good. I know Susan's a good cook. You can look at me and you both and tell your wife and my wife both are good cooks. I'm not saying that we're large or anything, but, we look like we are well taken care of, I'll put it that way. I didn't get to the church today. I should have gone, but I didn't. Joy was not feeling the best in the world when we got up first thing, and so she went back to bed, and I just kind of sat in there and did my thing on my own today. And when she got up, I fixed her breakfast as I normally do, and we started our day then. So we've had a pretty good weekend. Can't complain about anything.
Well, no point in complaining about it because, Gary, we don't have to look very far to see somebody's got a whole lot worse than we do. And so we may as well stay on the positive side about things. And when we complain, it don't change. It just goes. It's going to go on the way it's going, but, sometimes we do, and we shouldn't, I guess. But I hope Joy's feeling better this evening than she was early this morning.
Thanks for asking. She is feeling a whole lot better. I agree with you. Used to listen to an old song a long, long time ago. By a guy named Arlo Guthrie. I don't know if you ever heard him on the radio or not, but he had a motorcycle song, and he was talking about how bad people have it, and he said, there's somebody out there that doesn't even have a street to lay down in for a car to run them over. So, if it ever gets that bad, man, it's really rough.
You're right there. When you run out of the street to get run over, you're at the end of the road, no doubt about it. Well, Gary, are you going to make it to the Charlotte Ham Fest? I know it'd be a long road for you.
I don't really know. We're planning on it right now, but I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. I'm going to try my best to, though.
Well, I'm going to try to make it. Hopefully we'll be there. Andrew and I are talking about going, and Andrew, he's kind of looking for him a little QRP radio. He'd like to find something like those Ellicraft KX2s, something like that, but I don't know. Odds of finding something like that down there pretty slim, but it's worth looking anyway.
Well, that's one thing about going to Hamfest. You don't never know what kind of jewel you're liable to walk up on. I found that out a long time ago, and I found some good deals and found just what I was looking for. Joy makes wind chimes, and she went with me to one Hamfest. Well, matter of fact, I believe it was Shelby, if I'm not mistaken. But she was looking around to find something that she might make wind chimes out of. And this young man had a box full of ceramic insulation sizes and this sort of thing. And she got to looking at it, and the more she looked at it, the better she liked it. And she asked the guy, she said, well, what do you want for this? And he said, well, there's such and such. And she said, I'll give you this for the whole box. And he said, take it on.
Hey, that's the way to do it. It's kind of like going to a gun show. A friend of mine and I were at a gun show one time. I forgot if we were at Asheville or Charlotte, but anyway, he said, I'm going to make all fronts buckshot over here. He said, you go Havers with me? I said, yeah, we'll do it. He walked up to the guy. He said, how much box on you? 12-gauge buckshot. Me and my friend take all you got. The guy looked at him and said, you don't know how much you got. He said, I didn't ask how much you got. He said, I said, how much box we take all you got. The guy made him a price on it, and he said, we want it. And so we bought a bunch of 12-gauge buckshot that day.
You can't never tell what you're liable to walk up on or find. And it's always good to go with a buddy, you know. Your buddy might need something, and even though you don't, you get to looking around, and sometimes you can help him find what he's looking for. Sometimes you can't, but, I got just about everything I need, I guess, in reality. I need one tube for this project I'm working on over here on the workbench. I got the all the caps in and stuff in. It's an old Clipperton amplifier, and I don't have them all in yet, but I've got the caps for it. I'm recapping it and putting new tubes in it. I need one more tube. And we'll might see if I can find that up there without ordering it. And, I'm in no big rush to get it put together because I got an amplifier sitting over here on the desk with me. It's a Collins 30L1, but I very rarely turn it on. So I don't know what I'm going to do with two amplifiers there, Dale.
Well, I understand that. This is KK4SMV, but what is that tube you're looking for? And I'll look through. I've got a box of brand new tubes sitting over here, and I'll be glad to look and see if I've got it, Gary.
72B.
I'll look and see if I've got it. I don't think I do, but if I do, I'll definitely get in touch with you and let you know. Because I've got, like I say, I've got a big box of tubes over here, and don't know exactly what's in all of it. I just hadn't been through everything. A friend of mine's uncle died, and he had all these new tubes, and he brought them to me.
Four DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenburg. Dale, that's another thing that you can find a lot of sometimes at the ham fest is tubes. I'm going to tell on myself now. Back when I got out of service, my father-in-law was a ham, and there wasn't a whole lot of ham gear to be bought, you know, commercial-type stuff. There was some, but, most of it was old Army or Navy surplus stuff, and a lot of stuff was homebrew, and I have robbed old TV chassis for tubes and this, that, and the other to put something together. I've taken other parts out of there, too, you know, resistors and capacitors and that sort of thing. But we don't do that anymore, hardly.
Oh, I know. I went to fooling with TVs back when I was a kid. And I was fortunate. We had a basement, but when I was 11 years old, and by the time I was about 12 or 13, I'd bought me a tube tester and had me a bolt-on milliamp meter and a picture tube rejuvenator and a color picture tube rejuvenator tester and quite a bit of equipment accumulated. I was piddling on fixing TVs then, and I was having me a ball when I was growing up.
I've worked on quite a number. Dale, have you ever heard of a Mutz TV?
I think I have. Was that one that had the round picture tube in it?
Round picture tube in it, but I hated work. Well, I worked on a couple of those. I didn't know it at the time, but they used the spacing on their wiring, you know, they routed their wires a certain way in their in and around on the chassis and from different components. But they use those as capacitors and inductors in there. And if you got that thing, if they stand in there and grabbed a handful of wires and shoved them out of your way, boy, I tell you what, it took you forever to get that thing put back together and get it working right.
I bet it did. That would have been a unique thing. And, you know, the sad thing was I was going to school for TV and radio repair in 1976 and 77, and that was a bad time because Motorola had come out with the Works in a Drawer, and Zenith had just come out with the deal where you replaced the board. You didn't replace components anymore. And, I kind of see the handwriting on the wall for what electronic repair was coming to.
Yeah, well, it's changed a whole bunch since I got in it and started playing with it. But, oh, well, that's the price we pay for progress. Instead of having stuff you can repair, now it's a throwaway.
It is. And, you know, I sure enjoyed fooling with a lot of that stuff. And I wish I'd have kept some of that equipment. But when I got married, I didn't have room to have it. All that stuff, and so I let other people have it. I guess they got the same joy out of it that I had out of it.
Well, at least I hope they did, because I know you got a lot of enjoyment out of it. I've done the same stuff myself, you know. Give stuff away, and just so somebody else would enjoy it and have fun with it. But I understand that when you first get married, you know, if living at home and mom and daddy's got this big house, and they're not necessarily a big house, but got room to spread out a little bit and store stuff, and you get married, you move into a little apartment or a little small house because you can't afford a big one, don't have room for nothing. But, another song came to mind when I said that. Love grows best in little houses.
Gary, we bought a little house. It was a little house. It was about 800 square feet upstairs. It did have a basement in it. Our laundry room was downstairs in the basement. And it's on just almost 3 acres of land. The house was built in 1962. Little frame house. And, we went in, and it needed some work done on it. We bought it in February before we got married in July. And so our dates from the time we bought our little house to we got married was spent remodeling our little house. And, oh, we're proud of it.
Got that a bit in the world, Dale. Joey and I got married. When we got married, we moved in with her aunt, and she had a big old house. She was an elderly lady, and had 10-foot ceilings in that house. I mean, it was an older house, you know, had big old long windows, had the clawfoot tub, and, you know, didn't have a shower, but it did have a big old deep tub. Boy, you get in there and soak for days. But that was the first place we lived in. And then, of course, I joined the military, and they moved us from this coast to the other coast. I went to California, and that took Joy with me. So we rented an apartment out there. But before that, I went to A school, and we rented a little old house. Oh, gosh, you could feel the breeze coming through the walls on it.
Our first house had you remember those old monogram oil heaters? That first house had one of those, and that first winter we got that oil bill, and it was $600-something. Well, back in, that was a chunk of change. And I looked at her, I said, we're going to do something different. I built a chimney from the basement, or had it built from the basement up, and I went and bought me one of those Fisher Papa Bear wood heaters. And I put that thing in that basement, and we heated that way the remainder of our years living in that little house.
That was probably enough to warm the whole house up, and you did it a lot cheaper, too.
Absolutely, a whole lot cheaper, and stayed a whole lot warmer. You know, That old boy bought that house. He still got that heater sitting in that basement. That's how he still heats it.
My grandparents had a wood stove that my grandmother cooked on. She had an electric stove, but she never cooked on it. And she always cooked on the wood stove, so they had a big old wood shed. And every time I'd go to my grandparents' house, I'd go out to the wood shed and chop some wood for them. So I know all about that. But that wood stove, I tell you what, it would heat the whole house. Later in their years, my granddaddy put in one of those old oil heaters. He put it in a little hallway back there towards the back of the house. And went, you walked down the hallway, and the bathroom was on one side, and you had a bedroom on either end. So, that oil heater would heat the whole house, too. But that wood stove, I tell you what, that thing put out some heat, sure enough.
Absolutely. My father-in-law, he had a wood heater at his house. So what we would do is, a lot of years, I'd buy one of these big log truck logs, get six cords, and I'd cut it up. He and I would get together, and we'd cut six cords up on a Saturday morning, start splitting it that afternoon. The next Saturday, the other one would get six cords, and we'd cut that up the next Saturday and start splitting on it. So we've done that for years like that. You know, the age I am now, I'd hate to think I had to cut up that much wood on a Saturday morning.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up in Ellenboro. But Dale, I agree with you on that. You know, my granddad and my dad both told me, said wood heat is really a good way to heat. And they said, not only does it heat you one time, but it heats you two more times. And I said, how do you figure it heats you three times? And they said, well, it heats you when you cut the tree down, when you chop it up. And it heats you up again when you haul it from where it's at over to the house. And then when you haul it back in the house and put it in the fireplace or whatnot, it heats you a third time. And I said, well, that's a pretty efficient way to heat, I think. Hang on just a minute, Dale. Let me make a call out and see if we got anybody who wants to check in with us. I'll be right back to you. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. I'm not lost, and you left out a couple of heating steps in there. You got to saw that stuff up and split it and haul it about twice more, so it heats you five or six times. Other than that, we're negative 80, Gary.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on that.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Gary. Tell Joy that Beverly and I said hello. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET Matthew here in Northern Pickens County. There'll be no traffic tonight. Appreciate you checking me in.
KI4DOS. In and out. I'll be listening on my side. Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu X-ray. Sean from Asheville.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to say good evening, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Canada. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And yeah, it does heat you a lot of other times, but that's the way my granddad and my dad always said it. But you're right, you know, you get a lot warmer a lot more times than three, but that's the way it works. Harry, hope you're doing well. You take care there, young man. Here we got K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride.
KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Said down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela if we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And then we got Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Joy and I are doing fine. Thanks for asking there, young man. And WW4JET, that's Mr. Matthew over here in northern Pickens County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4ZXX, that's Mr. Sean up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sean. Hope you are doing well. And Sean, did I get your call right?
Yes, sir, you did. Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu X-ray, X-ray.
All right, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you come back as often as you can. We have a different net controller here each night at 9 p.m. Normally, Patrick, KO4HKX, is calling this net on Sunday night, but he is not feeling well, and he asked me if I would pick it up for him, and that's why I'm here. So come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We'll go back over here to Mr. Dale, KK4SMV, up there in Ellenboro. Dale, appreciate you letting me do that. I've added a few more numbers to the page here. We were talking about a lot of different things. I think the last thing we were talking about was the wood stoves and chopping wood and that sort of stuff. I would hate to think about cutting 6 quarters of wood on a weekend anymore, Dale. I don't know that I could do it anymore. It'd probably take me all weekend. Might take part of Friday, too.
Oh, I guarantee you. I had some big oaks come down during hurricane, and one of them was about 100-foot tall red oak, and that thing, it was big enough. I've got a Husqvarna 445 extra torque saw with 18-inch bar. It's big enough. Several of the cuts as I moved toward the butt of it had to cut from both sides. I'd cut all this way through as far as I could from one side and then go across and cut from the other side to get through. And that's how I got it cut up. And it took me quite a while to get that thing cut up. And the lady that lives out here, road runs perpendicular to the road I live on, she still burns wood. She's 69 years old. She got life, and one day we were out there working. She'd keep the limbs drug out from under my feet, and the wood kind of rolled away from me. So what people's going to look at here, and they're going to say, look, them two old fools out there cutting up and splitting wood.
You take all the help you can get when you start something like that to start with. And the other part is that, you know, a free firewood is something to behold, you know. There used to be a man who lived probably maybe half a mile from, or a little better from, might live a mile from me. He used to sell wood. He'd get by, you know, get logs from wherever. Take him to his house, and his backyard was full of big old logs, and he'd cut them up and take his log splitter, split them up, and then sell the wood. Well, after the hurricane, he closed his business down. I guess he figured there was so much free wood around, he couldn't sell no more.
Well, that's probably the case. There is a guy up here. Well, he's working this area up here. He's out of Northern Virginia, and he came down here with an operation to clean up and stuff, and he is operating now, hauling logs back up to Northern Virginia. He's got a big sawmill operation up there. He said, I can't stand to see them. These big oak logs just ground up and being going to waste. He said, I can carry them up there and we can cut them up at the sawmill. And he said, get some money out of them. He said, I can run them up there and not just waste them. And I'm glad to see somebody doing something with a lot of them.
Me and you both, when you said about that big old red oak that came down at your place, I got to thinking about Mr. Ray, K4SUG. He used to get on here. He planted some great big old white pines up there at his place. And he planted them. They grew for over 50 years. And he used to tell people, the last one he cut down, he had the guy to cut it down, take it to the sawmill, and they cut it into boards for him. And he built a gun cabinet out of it. And he said, can't many people say that they planted the tree, they grew the tree, they cut it down, had it milled, and then built a gun cabinet out of it. I told him, no, sir, can't many people say that.
And I set some pines out at my dad's place when I was in high school. I set some loblolly pines, and I set some white pines, and Eddie had them cut after he had retired. And wasn't a long time, just a few years before Eddie passed away, they'd got to be good-sized pines, and he got a pretty good return on those pines. And I was really thankful that I'd set those pines out, because it come in good to give him some extra money in his latter years.
That'd be true, but it's a lot of people don't think about what's going to happen in the future or what lays down the road. I try to have a little garden every year. I didn't have one last year. Matter of fact, I hadn't had one in 2 years now because I had my heart attack and I didn't have one last year. But I'm going to try to have one this year. But a lot of my neighbors come by and they let me know when this comes in. And I'll come up and I'll get some from you. I said, well, you're welcome to come and get it. Just let me know when you want to get it. And I said, I'll go out there with you and help you pick it. Oh, I'm not going to go out there and pick the vegetables. I said, well, you ain't getting none then.
Amen. You know, everybody wants something, but they're too lazy to pick it or grow it. Hey, I'm going to tell you how I do, Gary. I've got some elderly people around that I'll carry green beans to, or I'll carry them a head of cabbage or what have you, cucumbers, tomatoes, squash. But now, if people are able-bodied to get out here and do, and they're just too lazy, I'm not carrying them anything.
I think a lot of like in that respect, Dale. You know, if you want to eat, work for it a little bit, you go to the grocery store, but you work for the money that you go spend at the grocery store. Then you walk around and decide what you want and all that. But I'd rather have something that's fresh out of the garden that I went out and took my time to pick and knew what kind of fertilizers and pesticides and all that other stuff is put on it, if any at all, instead of going out there and getting this canned stuff that's ready-made. Just read some of the ingredients on there and look at all the preservatives and stuff in that stuff.
You are right. This is KK4SMB. Gary, I'm going to tell you a little something that I done last year, and you enjoy gardening. This might be a good little recommendation for you. Always when I plant like my peppers and my cucumbers and my tomatoes, set the plants out and stuff, I'll take all my tomatoes and my peppers, I'll put a tablespoon of eggshells and a tablespoon of Epsom salts in the hole with them. But I made my own fertilizer. Didn't use any commercial fertilizer on that stuff last year. I took and ground up rice and activated charcoal and used banana peelings and some yeast and warm water and let it ferment. And I would take and pour off about a fifth of a gallon to a quart, and then run the rest of it with water, and I would water my plants with that every other week, and that's how I fertilized my plants. And Gary, I had some of the biggest tomatoes that I've ever grown. Had the most abundance of peppers. Had some great old big bell peppers. Had a tremendous crop of cucumbers. It really worked well.
Take that recipe from you, and I'll see if I can't mix me up some myself. I've used a lot of compost. I've gone and shoveled out stalls and chicken coops and all kinds of stuff for that kind of fertilizer. But I had never tried any like that you made that was liquid. I'll get that recipe from you, and I'll try that.
Well, I'll put it this way. I had some tomatoes that were over 5.5 inches in diameter, and that's the first time I've ever had tomatoes that big.
All you needed was a loaf of white bread and a jar of mayonnaise and one tomato, right?
If I had me some pepper, Duke's mayonnaise, and some bread to go with that tomato, boy, I was just in hog heaven.
Understand that. We grew some of them little cherry tomatoes 1 year. I don't particularly care for those. They're good in a salad or something like that, but I don't particularly care for them as far as growing them goes. But Joy would go out there, and she would pick her a handful of them little cherry tomatoes, and while we were picking green beans or whatever, she'd be eating tomatoes. And I told her, I said, honey, we ain't going to have nothing left. She said, we got plenty of tomatoes, don't you worry about it.
You know, I used to set out a whole row of Tommy Toe tomatoes just because that's the only way I could keep Andrew out of my other tomatoes. He'd pick them before they got good and ripe and be gnawing them like an apple. So Daddy-in-law'd always have some Tommy Toe plants come up. I'd set Andrew a whole row. I'd say, now this is your row of tomatoes. You eat them when you get ready. You just take care of them. And that boy would stand out there and eat those things, and tomato juice just dripping off his elbows.
Well, ain't nothing better than good fresh vegetables anyway you look at it. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenboro.
Well, Gary, I've enjoyed it, but I need to get out of here and get ready to go to bed. But appreciate you calling the net, and appreciate your friendship. You mean a lot to me. And I'll say 73, you enjoy, have a wonderful evening, and look forward to hearing you again Wednesday night. This is KK4SMV.
Yes, Ian, I really enjoyed it. And I'll look for you if I get up there in Charlotte. I'm going to try my best to. See how things go. Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. But you and Miss Susan have a good evening. What's left of it, a wonderful week. And hopefully I'll talk to you again on Wednesday. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Can you please check in and out? Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima, Bravo, Alpha. It's Travis up here in Black Mountain. I've just been listening to you and Dale talk about split wood and rag chewing.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KQ4LBA. That's Mr. Travis up there in Black Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Travis. Hope you're doing well. And Travis, that's the fun part about radio. You get on here, you get talking, and ain't no telling where you're liable to go. Yeah, me and Dale talked about all kinds of things, and I love getting together with him, you know, when I meet him at a ham fest or whatnot, or just talking to him on the radio. He's a fine young man, and I really think a lot of him.
I also admire Dale. He's a fine fellow. It means a lot to me. And y'all was talking my language about splitting firewood. That's my thing. I split firewood with Christian ministry. We probably give away 5 or 6 cords of firewood every weekend.
Out there, young man, my hat's off to you, and you take care of doing that. I'll be honest with you, the last time I cut a tree down was March 2023. I cut the tree down, well, it was split. You know, wasn't split, it forked down at the trunk come up about 3 feet, and then it went forked and made 2 trunks. I cut half the tree down and got the feeling kind of wrung out and weak, and I said, well, I'll sit down a minute, you know. I'm not a young fella anymore. I'm not a spring chicken. So I sat down and for a few minutes and got the feeling better, and I got up and cut the other half down. Then it felt like somebody was sitting on my chest, and I couldn't breathe, and I walked from there. Well, I sat down again, right there in a chair next to the tree. Sat there for a few minutes, walked up to the house, and got up on the back porch and couldn't make it in the house. I sat down again. In a minute, I got up, walked on in the house, and I called my wife. I said, Joy, honey, I need some help. And she jumped up and grabbed her cell phone. She called 911 and they carried me to the hospital. And so I had a massive heart attack. So I hadn't cut any trees down or split no wood since then.